Call to order the August 9th, 2016 meeting of the Planning Commission for the City of Aiken. For those of you who may not have joined us at a previous meeting, we will tell you a little bit about the process. The first thing I'd like to ask is that we silence all of our cell phones out of respect for whomever might be coming to speak. I will call for an application, and I will ask those who want to speak in favor of it to come forward. When you do come to speak, if you'll come to the podium and state your name and address for the record. When you're done making your comments, if you'll pause for a moment to see if there are questions from the commission. That will then ask for those who wish to speak against a particular application, and then I'll ask if anyone has any other comments to make. All right, our first order of business is approval of the minutes of the July 12th work session and regular meeting.
Madam Chair, I make a recommendation to approve the minutes from our July 12th work session and regular meeting.
Second. All right, all in favor? All right, thank you. All right, our first order of business then is application 17-50001. It's a city services request at 1217 University Lane, and the applicant is Chris Gray. Is there someone who would like to speak on behalf of this motion? All right, sir.
I didn't come here to support it, although I do support it. I'm William Brantley. I own one of the adjoining properties. My address, you need my address?
Yes, please.
2202 Gadsden Street in Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. And I have signed in the register. But I got the notice of the hearing. Sound like something I'm probably being owning the adjoining vacant lot next to it there. Do I need to point it out to you?
No, that's okay. You might tell us which side.
The vacant lot at the corner of Campanile and University Lane.
All right.
That lot right there. And I also own the two vacant lots right across the street from it as well. So I have two properties there in the neighborhood, and I was interested in it. From what everything I've seen and heard, I'm supportive of it.
All right, wonderful. All right, commissioners, any questions? All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, is there anyone else who would like to share any information on this application and approval of it? All right, is there anyone who would like to speak against the application? Not hearing any, it's back to the commission for a motion.
Madam Chair. With reference to application number 17-50001, a city services request for tax parcel number 087-19-11-002, I move that we recommend this application to City Council because it is in compliance with the comprehensive plan and that it also include the conditions of approval located on page 2.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor? All right. This application will go to City Council, and I would suggest that you contact the City Manager's office to see exactly when it will be on their agenda, but it will go to City Council with our recommendation for approval. All right, our next application is an application for a concept plan revision regarding signage, application 17-23001. The applicant owner is Silver Bluff Development, LLC, located at the Village at Woodside, 1419 Silver Bluff Road. Is there anyone who would like to speak on behalf of the application?
Good evening. My name is Wesley Elijah. I live at 201 Twin Ponds Lane. I represent Woodside Development, the applicant, in this request. I just want to emphasize the importance for us to certainly garner the support of the city for our signage request. You know, it's certainly an important part of our business, and we finally see the village starting to gain some legs and some momentum, and we find it very important for certainly for our community, for our customers, for our tenants, to maximize the need for proper signage. You know, we've looked at monument signs. We've worked with the city diligently to try to find the balance between monument signs and building signage. And in this case, this is what we feel makes the most sense for the space and maximizes visibility, but also takes a major consideration into the safety aspect of the monument signage concept.
Okay. Commissioners, any questions?
So just let me be clear. The signage that you're going to have on the side of the buildings would be located, I know you gave us an example of
this. Yes, ma'am.
This. And where would this be?
You have a site map on one of your following pages that depicts, this is Anshu, this is an Asian restaurant that's currently in place.
Mm-hmm.
This actually would be located on the side of their building. We have an arterial road that we had developed at actually seek approval and gain approval a couple of years back. So it's a highly visible location relative to that space.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things to understand in our challenge is the Village Shops in its core has the opportunity for about 17 different buildings. And within that space, you could have multiple tenants within those buildings.
Right.
So our challenge is trying to find the balance between monument signs, freestanding monument signs, but also in the case like this where you're limited because of sidewalks, street trees, curbing, landscape, it makes the most sense for it to be optimized on the building mm-hmm. itself.
And so underneath the Anshu Asian Cafe would be listed other smaller
yes,
businesses
ma'am. As
within,
they,
within
as
that
they,
block?
As the tenants come along, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Any other questions, gentlemen?
Are the monument signs, this particular drawing,
yes.
Is this the same one that was presented to us in 2011? You know?
Yes, I believe so. And, of that, just to kind of clarify that, I was doing some review of what we've done. At that original concept, at that time, I think there's approximately 20 freestanding monument signs that were approved. Of that, in where we are to date, we've constructed less than half of them. Some of those because of site conditions, and then we've worked with the planning department to, again, look at the safety concerns, look at visibility, and in some cases we've actually put the signage on the building as opposed to a freestanding monument.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Especially in regards to the signage, I think I'm okay with. The other proposal is to have where you're kind of limited to do whatever is requested. Is that still part of what
it is? And that's a great question. Certainly, our goal is to work with the city and to conform where we can and whenever we can to the ordinances that are in place. But because our challenge, we're a build-to-suit, we really have to look at a case-by-case. I mean, in a perfect world, we would have a complete concept that would show every sign in every location. What we're seeking is just to have, to make sure that the planning director feels comfortable enough to review the ordinances and work with us based on some of the challenges that we're dealt with because of space, to find a commonality, a way to resolve challenges or issues. Because again, the monument sign, although it is a valuable asset to help define direction, in some cases it just doesn't work for a multitude of reasons. And what we're seeking is just the planning director to really have the ability to make some of those decisions instead of it constantly being kicked to city council every time we want to do a sign.
Okay. Madam Chair, if I may, does the planning director currently not have that authority. In other words, you know, sometimes things come to us, sometimes they don't. But it seems to me that the planning director already would have that authority, but still would be able to give things to us if it was complicated or something like that.
Well, under the concept plan, City Council is really the only one who can approve a change to a major concept plan.
Right.
If it was something of a very small scope, you know, the planning department, of course, you must recognize that at this particular time, there is no planning director.
There lies the challenge.
And so, you know, I think there is some latitude, but you need to understand that the global process is, once it has achieved, you know, a large concept plan, that there are only modest changes.
Sure.
And obviously what we don't want to do is have exceptions for every different development, every different concept plan. So that's where, I mean, your point is very valid. That's where the issue may be.
Yes, and I was just going to add, I think with the similarities of what you're proposing here and what you're asking for here, if this were to be approved, as long as you stayed within this parameter for a building signage, say Mary's Boutique, and as long as it stayed within this size range and the lettering was the appropriate size, I don't think that you...
And there are specifics related to that. There's an area, I mean, the calculations based on the,
right,
the footprint or the face of the building, I mean, we certainly adhere to all of those.
But I understand that's
signage.
Your issue is that until it's built to suit, you don't know what those parameters will be, so agreeing to a specific size may not be appropriate. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. And in this particular case, some of the difficulties we had is in clarification of the ordinance. Working with Mike Jordan in this particular case, he had stated that because it says Village Shops, that we could not put it on the building, that it had to be a freestanding sign for it to be a listing for the Village Shops. And that didn't make a whole lot of sense. And certainly that was really what started the essence of our discussion and trying to work with the planning department to...
Are these going to be like raised letters off the...
Yes, ma'am. They're channel letters.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, I was for it last time, so I have no issue with what you're doing this
okay.
time either.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Yes, sir. Now, Pat, I didn't think you'd be opposed.
I didn't speak in opposition. I'm Pat Cunning, 113 Mulberry. I would like for y'all to look at this recommendation for the planning director to be given authority to approve minor changes in a planned residential. The problem is, if this was commercial, you know, we got definite sign requirements on commercial.
Right.
The real issue here is this is the only 100-acre planned resident PR zone, although all of Woodside's a PR zone, but you don't have mixed use, and this is the largest mixed use, and that's the problem. And it makes sense, and hopefully y'all will pass this, and City Council passes. But can you imagine doing this every time we come in with another section on a medical use? And then we got to do the same thing. So all I think bringing it to where you give the planning director now. Use it from the standpoint of saying any minor changes. In my mind, this would be a reasonable change that a planning director, and he could come into y'all and say, in my mind, this is a minor change. But it does save us a month or 6 weeks going to you, going to City Council, going to City Council, and going to City Council. So that's what we're asking for. And obviously, it would be be up to the planning director. If he doesn't feel comfortable with it, he's going to bring it to y'all. And if y'all say,
that's
we
right.
think that's major, then we go through the process.
Okay. All right. All this doesn't say minor. That could be a consideration. And I think as you go forward with this development, the problem should ease some, because if for example, we approve this evening, and council does as well, then the next time you want to do one that is compatible with what you've already gotten approval in terms of size, certainly that would go through the planning department and would not be coming back here. So as you progress, only if you have something that's exceptionally different would you have to do that, I would think. All right, is there anyone else who would like to speak on this application? Not hearing any, it's back to the commission for either a motion or suspending the rules for discussion if you think appropriate.
So my question would be under discussion, Madam Chairman, that whoever makes a motion on this tonight should or should not include in that motion whether or not to include this last portion that specifically addresses the authority of the county director.
Yes, that is part of their request, and so it should include that as part of the motion. Okay, is there a motion or is there a need to suspend the rules and have further discussion?
I move to suspend the rules for discussion.
Okay. All right.
I suppose my question to the commission would be, and we talked a little bit about this in the work session, do we even have authority to do something like this for one specific application to give that all to the planning director carte blanche? Do we even have that authority? I'm not so sure we do, but I'm asking.
Normally the process on, and Mr. Cunning is certainly correct, this is the only one that's in a PR, but because that is an extenuating circumstance, it has traditionally come back to the Planning Commission. I do think going forward, whatever is approved can certainly be approved. I mean, if you have these two or three different size signs that are approved for that size, the next building that's like that, I don't think you would have to come back to us. You'd have to run it by planning department, but I don't think it would have to come past us. So I can see going forward where that would become less and less of an issue. The only other concern I would mention is not having a planning director here at the time. I'm a little bit hesitant to commit him to, because we're not close to getting someone, but we're not there yet, and that's a consideration.
Oh, to commit him to something that he might, may or may not feel comfortable with, or
right.
And let me say that the last thing I want to do is make things difficult for this
party.
Absolutely.
As easy as possible.
And I'm definitely sympathetic to not having to go through a formal process for every small change and so forth. I mean that. I'm just wondering, again, if there's even a precedent for doing this.
I don't think there is. It would have been listed on the conditions, and I don't think there is one. We do have some other projects coming forward in the next year or so that this may affect, so it is something to really think about.
But that was sort of my point, was that with the approval of this signage and concept plan and the monument signs and the building signs, I think I can't imagine any other sign going up that would be so far different from this that it would actually have to come back to us anyway without something just being tweaked. And if it were that major, then it would have to come back to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it was something totally different.
It's the way I see it. I mean, because you've got your monument signs, you've got your
building
signs on the side of the building, and unless it's just something huge, I can't see it even having to come back to us if we put that in there.
I think that's the key. I mean, we understand that there are exceptions to every rule, and when it's outside the box, and the planning director certainly has the authority to make that decision that it goes.
Whoever the planning commission already has that authority,
right,
to say yes or no or.
And the planning director, yes, already has that. I recognize that the issue is that we don't even have an interim, and I recognize hopefully that will be fixed fairly shortly, but I guess the question is, because there is that void, do we need to change the rules?
Right.
The planning director will have the authority, whether or not it's included in this motion. He has the authority, if the change is minor, not to bring it to us. I think probably 80-90% of the requests never hit the planning commission because we only have two or three actions.
You're saying the interim planning director has the authority to do what?
Well, there is no interim even.
Well, does he have that authority?
If we had an interim or if we had a planning director, the standard operating mode is that unless there is something that is that he determines to be significantly different, he can deal with it. It doesn't have to come to us. I think that perhaps what you might be experiencing is that it might be a little more difficult at the moment because the staff that we have legitimately doesn't feel they have the authority to make that decision because they're not in that position.
I do think, from the standpoint, if you just read the ordinance of PR, every sign, everything needs to go, and you're supposed to have it approved when you start. The problem with this is there's so much going on.
Situational.
It's very difficult to do that.
So we understand that, and we're trying to be as accommodating as possible.
What you're saying is the planning director, whoever it is, has the authority to do what we're asking for now?
Yes, I think, and I'm trying to make a distinction here between...
The problem is the interim director doesn't have that authority?
There's no interim.
We have no interim.
There's no planning director.
There's no planning director. There's no interim director.
Okay, well, I think we know where the problem lies then.
I would
strongly suggest we send it to them and say, hey, you might need a planning director.
On this, Pat, we have been having that conversation quite a while, but I will tell you that just as recently as this afternoon, I participated in interviews, and we are moving it along and hope that within the next several weeks we'll have somebody chosen, and then they'll have to give notice and come. So I think within 6 weeks it's possible that we have one. I guess what I'm trying to be real clear about is that I think what you're asking for is very legitimate. The authority already exists. The issue is not whether we need to change the rule. It exists. The issue is there's no one there who can use it.
The only issue that I have, if you read it straight down the line with the interim reading it, he said, I don't think I have the authority to do this. In other words, what I'm saying is this would clarify that to a certain degree, that it would give, if you think they already have it, I think sometime putting it in writing that he has the authority to do it makes the new planning director feel like, well, I do have this authority, and if there's something I think is overboard, he brings it to y'all, which is what he would do.
I think a hired planning director who has the experience as a planning director will know that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. We're certainly empathetic that this is causing some interim difficulties, as it is for all of us, without having a director. I think the entire issue will be resolved once there is one, and we are working diligently toward that end. Mm-hmm. All right, any other discussion? These are good comments. Okay, may we entertain a motion then to come back into the under the rules?
So moved.
Yep. I moved to
second.
All right. Okay, so now there's no further discussion, so we'll call for the motion. That means I need one.
Madam Chair, in regard to application 17-23001, concept plan revision for signage, I move that we approve and recommend to City Council the signage that's asked for in the application. I do, however, for the record, would like to omit the possible condition on page 2 about planning director having the authority, because I believe the planning director, whomever that may be, he or she would have the authority to do that. But once again, I would move that we approve the signage positively to City Council.
Is there any discussion? All right, all in favor? Okay. Over the next month or so, the
City Council has
a rather irregular schedule of meetings, so I suggest that you contact the City Manager's Office to see when this will be on the agenda, but it will go with the recommendation for approval from us. Okay. And there being no further business before the Commission, this meeting is adjourned.